Aye.
Okay. Here we are.
All right.
First podcast.
Yay.
Topic, is it possible to make objective observations about the comparative quality of different musicians and genres of music? With us today are myself, Joey, and we also have Mark and Garrett.
Yay.
Okay. So, who wants to start us off?
Mark was pretty intense, so I think he should go first.
Okay. If we're going to go that, we can easily say, in my opinion, that pop is way easier to do well in, just because all you need is a catchy beat to be pop. And look at Kesha. Her music is considered pop. Her lyrics are just god-awful. They're about banging dudes, getting drunk, and basically just having sex with random guys in clubs.
Yeah, but I don't get that. Does that mean we should, like, shy away from talking about banging dudes and taking drugs?
I think we should, because that's how... The only reason she's popular, to me, is because she's very catchy. Her beats are very catchy, which I'll agree. Yeah, her beats are pretty catchy. They're good dance songs. But for her... I've heard people actually say, my friends think that she has talent as a singer. If she didn't have her beat, if she tried to do something like country, or if she tried to do something like rock, she couldn't do that because she doesn't have the voice for it. Because in country, you don't have these funky beats that everyone can dance to. And you don't have, and in rock, well, I guess in rock you have good beats. But with pop, it's all about the beat.
Okay, so you're...
Wait. I want to say, I both agree and disagree with Mark. I would say that... I'm not sure it's necessarily... I think you can be talented without having a great voice. I think someone like MIA, I think that she doesn't have a very good voice at all, but I think she has a lot of... You know, her songs are very strange and not really typical, but there is a lot of musical talent embedded in making that kind of music. But also, I do agree with Mark that, I don't know, when someone like... Even like Lady Gaga says, like... What was it she said? Like, if it takes me more than 30 minutes to write a song, it's not good. So it's like, she can write these amazing, wonderful pop hits that are just, I love them to death. But I'm sorry, if it takes you like 30 minutes to write the song, or when she wrote Just Dance in like 10 minutes or whatever, 5 minutes, it's good music, but, I mean,
it doesn't
I'm sorry,
take
like,
a
Mozart's, like Mozart's like symphonies didn't write themselves in 30 minutes. That's obviously an extreme example, but I think that my point comes across anyway.
Well, exactly, because it doesn't take a lot of thought. I mean, you pick a topic, which is what Kesha probably does. She picks a topic. She writes some lyrics that are basically the same in every song. The beat is the same in every single song she has written. It is literally about banging dudes or getting drunk or rebelling against society. And it gets boring after a while.
She has her love ballads, and those are awful too.
Yeah, and then, you know what? It's really great.
Tears
yeah.
in my eyes.
Okay, sweet joke. Anywho, back to my point. I think she does have, like, her music does have good beats. I like the music for the beats, but I feel like anyone else could do a beat song, have a good beat, and still be as popular as Kesha. If you moved her into a different genre, like country, where it takes talent, and you don't have these beats, it's all about playing guitar and being all sympathetic and all that stuff, I don't think she'd be able to do it because she doesn't have the voice for it. Even in her music video, she relies on being able to dance, looking slutty, and that's what draws people in. They're like, ooh, look at, I can dance this song, yay! Let's go on the dance floor and put our hands up in the air for Kesha, yeah!
So you're saying that, like, to be a good artist, she has to be versatile and be able to do multiple genres?
No, I'm saying, I don't think she has, I'm saying, I think if you would put some, I think, hear me out. Carrie Underwood started out as a country singer. She slowly moved into kind of, she has a rock song. And I'm trying to remember the one where the guy, where keys her car. Don't know what it is.
Before he cheats?
No, yeah, before he cheats. That's not a very country song. It has country and a little bit of rock in it. She was able, from American Idol, she was very country. She was able to move into kind of a rock, pop kind of thing. And people still like her. I think what Kesha needs to do is either she needs to move into, I know maybe this isn't her personality, But if she wants to really prove to people, hey, I have a good voice, it's not all about my beats, it's not all about me just being auto-tuned, then she should try something a little more adventurous. She should try going into country. She should try going into rock. Because I'm not saying everyone who tries it is good, but there's some. Carrie Underwood, as I just said, is very... She has rock songs, she has pop songs. They're very good. Her country songs are also good. That demonstrates that she has a good voice. She's able to do multiple things. If Kesha did a country song and it was good, I would say Kesha has talent to do a country song. It's not all about beats.
I'm not necessarily sure that means that she's a good artist. I mean, I would say that means she's a versatile vocalist, but I don't know if that necessarily makes her a good one. Because, I mean, there are a lot of good artists that are pegged in being in one genre and that never break out of it, and they're still really good vocalists. So,
I guess, but if you look at most of the pop songs that are dominating the charts today, it is really, really about beats. You can even mention Katy Perry in that subject. Yes, everyone loves Katy Perry, but a lot of her songs, what is the defining moment for people? Not really her vocals. It's a lot of the times the beat.
Yeah, that makes sense. I agree.
Most pop songs are beat, but Katy Perry, she at least switches it up a little bit, you know? She'll go from Teenage Dream, which is talking about being in love, of course, when you're a teenager, to something as raunchy as California Girls. But with Kesha, she just stays the same. It goes from drinking to more drinking to banging dudes to rebelling against society. She needs something new. If she wants to be relevant in 2 years... she can't keep producing this crap, because eventually a new, better artist, or one who's like Kesha, who has better beats, is going to come along and
Isn't Kesha, like, outselling? She had 5 singles out, and all of them have been top 10 hits, and 3 of them have been number one in the charts, and one was number one. I mean, number one was number one for 9 weeks, the longest of any song of the decade and whatnot. And this last one, and We Are Who We Are, started at number one, which is only one of 17 songs in history to do that. Like, I recognize her music is not very diverse or not, but I think in the long term, I guess she does have problems if she can't switch it around.
If you look back, I will make a guarantee right now. If we look back in 2 years, her music will not be relevant. Think about it this way. Billy Joel is still relevant because he had a good voice. Beatles, Queen, for example, all the oldies are still relevant today. I don't think Kesha will ever be relevant, because her people are eventually going to get, hey, look at these songs are just the same thing. She has a good beat. She knows how to. She has a very good eye, or someone has a good eye who's telling her what to write her songs about.
Need your final thoughts.
But I just don't. My problem is that, like, yeah, all these people that you're talking about are still relevant and people recognize the good, but you just said it. It's just because their voice. Like, I wouldn't say Queen necessarily, like, yeah, sure, they were really experimental, but I'm not sure I would ever say they went into, like, country or techno. They were pretty much solidly in, like, power rock, so I would never say that they were changing up genres just to make sure they were good. I think people recognize that Freddie Mercury had a really good voice, and that's why they're still a really popular and recognizable band.
And the reason for that is because I think, if Kesha had a great voice and she was in pop, I wouldn't want her to do another genre, because then pop would be her thing. But clearly the only thing that people like about her is her beats. No one is raving about her voice. They're either raving about how it has some secret message, like We Are Who We Are was talking about standing up for yourself. But, you know, there was one part in the song where she's talking about getting on dudes. Don't know how that really solves anything. But besides the point, if she had a good voice and people were like, God, Kesha's voice is amazing, but her beats are excellent too, I wouldn't want her to go somewhere.
And that's not going to solve today, so thanks everyone. And
no, fuck that. I want more.